ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's get the latest on this case, because there's some stuff to talk about. Some newer developments in the case against Sheriff Mickey Steins for the unaliving of Judge Kevin Mullins. And I want to get your thoughts in the comment section as we work through all of this on Substack or YouTube. The link is in the description. Because if the accusations are true, I mean, it's on video. It goes a little bit beyond accusations. It's more so what caused this to happen? What's going on here? What made a man walk into a judge's chamber, clear the room, pull a gun, and fire nine times? With seven of those shots striking the judge while he was on the ground. It's all on video. There's no dispute about who did it. There's no mystery about the weapon. There's no alternative suspect. Steins has pled not guilty. And his attorneys say he was not in control of his actions. But now, 17 months later, those same lawyers are asking a Kentucky court to accept that their client has a serious intellectual disability or serious mental illness. And that because of it, the death penalty should be off the table entirely. That's where we're at in this case. Let's just get death off the table. And honestly, that may be the win. The motion filed this week by attorneys for former Lecter County Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins cites a 2022 Kentucky law that bars execution for defendants who meet a very specific legal threshold for mental illness. And here's the thing that jumped out at me immediately. The filing doesn't name a single diagnosis, not one. It doesn't say schizophrenia. It doesn't say bipolar disorder. It doesn't reference a neurological condition. It just says Steins has reasons to believe he may qualify. And that's it. That's the motion, a request for a hearing to prove something they haven't actually identified yet. Now, I want to be careful here because the mental health angle in this case isn't new. It's not all that baseless either. There are real questions about what was happening to Mickey Steins in the days before he shot and killed Judge Kevin Mullins. But there's a difference between something being wrong with someone and that something meeting the precise legal standard Kentucky requires to take the death penalty off the table. And understanding that difference is the entire point of this story. So let's talk about what Kentucky law actually requires, because the defense is banking on a statute that most people have never heard of. In April of 2022, Governor Andy Beshear signed House Bill 269 into law, making Kentucky only the second state in the country after Ohio to bar the execution of people with serious mental illness. It passed with overwhelming bipartisan support, 76 to 19 in the House, 25 to 9 in the Senate, and it is, by any measure, a meaningful piece of legislation. But it's also a narrow one. The law doesn't cover mental illness broadly. It covers exactly 4 diagnoses: schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar disorder, and delusional disorder. That's the list. If your condition isn't one of those 4, the statute doesn't apply to you. And there's more. The defendant must have had a documented diagnosis, meaning a professional on-the-record diagnosis from a mental health provider, and it must and must have been experiencing active symptoms of that condition at the time of the offense. Not 2 weeks later, not in the jail cell, at the time. The defense has to file the motion at least 120 days before trial, and the court has to make its ruling at least 90 days before trial begins. This isn't a loose standard. It's a checklist, and every box has to be checked. Now, here's where this gets really interesting, because this law has only been tested once in a Kentucky courtroom. One time, because this kind of went into effect in 2022. It was tested in October of 23. A Louisville judge ruled that a man named Bryce Rhodes was ineligible for the death penalty under HB 269. Rhodes was accused of a horrific triple murder, a man shot in a drive-by, and then 2 teenage boys, age 14 and 16, stabbed to death and set on fire to keep them from talking. The judge in that case, Julie Kayleen, didn't hesitate. She called it a close case. She said the court cannot allow such a person to be subjected to the death penalty, regardless of public clamor. Strong language. But look at what Bryce Rhodes had behind that ruling. He had a documented history of serious mental illness stretching back to childhood. He had IQ scores that ranged from 55 to 90 across multiple tests over years. He had a lifetime of institutional contact. Both the prosecutions and the defense experts largely agreed on the underlying diagnosis. The judge found that Rhodes had suffered from a serious mental illness for almost all of his life. That's the precedent. That's what it looks like when the law actually worked for a defendant. A lifetime of documentation, expert consensus, and a judge who said the evidence wasn't even close. So the question becomes, does Mickey Steins have anything resembling that? And the honest answer is, it's complicated. Because there is evidence that something was genuinely wrong with him. But whether that something fits into the narrow legal box Kentucky requires is a very different question entirely. Let's start with what the defense has actually in their corner. 4 days after the shooting, a jail evaluator at the Leslie County Detention Center noted that Steins appeared to still be in, quote, an active state of psychosis. The evaluation, conducted by video, described him as disoriented, unaware of his surroundings, and having no recollection of recent events. He was labeled high risk after episodes of combativeness that required pepper spray. He was placed on medication, an antipsychotic medication. The notes described him as experiencing paranoia, major depressive disorder, and acute anxiety. He reportedly didn't even understand the criminal charge against him. And it wasn't just the jail assessment. Multiple people who knew Steins told investigators that his behavior in the days leading up to the shooting was alarming. Attorney Daniel Dotson, who was close to both Steins and the victim, said Steins was losing it and described his behavior as resembling paranoid schizophrenia. Dotson was so concerned, he contacted the Kentucky Bar Association to figure out what could be done. The Whitesburg police chief told Dotson, according to court filings, that Steins had lost his mind. A staff member in the sheriff's office, Christine Balling, described very strange behavior in the days before the shooting, including Steins claiming that someone had given him money to harm himself and that unnamed people were going to kill his wife and daughter. His own office staff told Kentucky State Police they believed he was in a psychosis, and the day before the shooting, friends were so worried they physically accompanied Steins to a doctor's appointment where he was diagnosed with an acute stress reaction. That's a significant amount of testimony from people who had no reason to lie, and I don't think you dismiss it. Something was happening to Mickey Steins. But here's where the narrative starts to fracture and where the prosecution is going to drive a truck through this defense. Start with that same doctor's visit, the one his friends dragged him to the day before he killed Kevin Mullins. The medical records from that appointment show that Steins denied any depression, anxiety, psychosis, suicidal ideation, or homicidal thoughts. He told his own doctor that he was fine. Doesn't mean that he was. That's what he spoke to. He clearly wasn't. So maybe this does work more in his favor. He said he was fine less than 24 hours before he walked into a judge's office and shot him to death. Is that evidence for or against the prosecution, I guess, is the question. Because in my opinion, I think it really could be used either way. Well, he said that. Yeah, well, most people who are suffering from something like this don't exactly realize they're suffering from it until something horrific happens, or by the grace of God, somebody is able to step in and stop something horrific from happening. That didn't happen here. And of course, there's a video itself. And this is the part that no mental illness filing can erase. The surveillance footage, which was played in open court, shows a sequence of events that's difficult to reconcile with the portrait of a man who didn't know where he was. According to prosecutors, the footage appears to show Steins directing others to leave the room before the shooting begins. He draws a weapon. He fires. Mullen tries to escape under his desk. Steins walks around his desk, points the gun down, fires again. To a lot of people watching that footage, it looks rather targeted, sequential, and purposeful. And maybe it is. They're going to say that's not what psychosis typically looks like on camera. I would argue it does. I think a lot of people could argue it does. It doesn't look like the crazy man flailing around. It looks calculated. It looks cold. It looks like they're on a mission, because in their mind, they are. And then there's a diagnosis problem. Right now, there is no publicly available pre-existing diagnosis of schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar disorder, or delusional disorder for Mickey Steins. The only four conditions Kentucky law recognizes. What Steins has claimed through his own statements to investigators is that he suffers from California encephalitis, a rare mosquito-borne neurological disease that he says causes stress-induced episodes involving dizziness, sweating, headaches, and sometimes memory loss. California encephalitis is a real condition. It can cause neurological symptoms, but it overwhelmingly affects children and adolescents. It is exceedingly rare in adults, and critically, it does not appear on a list of four qualifying diagnoses under HB 269. Encephalitis is not schizophrenia. A stress-induced episode is not schizoaffective disorder. The law doesn't care how symptomatic the condition sounds. It cares whether the diagnosis matches one of four specific words on a statute. And there's another thing that's worth noting. The Kentucky Correctional Psychiatric Center completed a psychological evaluation of Steins back in July of 25. That evaluation is sealed. The defense has tried to unseal it. The prosecution has opposed unsealing it. In my view, if that report said what the defense wanted it to say, if it confirmed a qualifying diagnosis with a documented history, you'd expect them to be fighting a lot harder to get it into the public record. Instead, the defense is filing a new motion asking for a separate hearing to present evidence about his mental health status. It's worth paying attention to. And I think it's worth understanding the broader context of what an insanity defense actually looks like in practice. Nationally, the insanity plea is raised in less than 1% of felony cases. Of those, it succeeds somewhere between 15 and 26% of the time, depending on the study and jurisdiction. To put that into perspective, one out of every 1,000 felony trials, roughly 9 will involve an insanity plea. Maybe 2 of those will actually succeed. Those are brutal odds under the best circumstances, but they're odds. And this case doesn't have the best circumstances. This case has a video. None of that means Steins' mental health claims are fabricated. Something clearly changed in him in those final days. The witnesses are credible. The behavioral deterioration appears real, but the legal system doesn't ask whether you were going through something. It asks whether you had a documented diagnosis in Kentucky of one of four specific conditions and were experiencing active symptoms at the time you committed the crime. And so far, what's been made public doesn't get Steins there. I know. Look, there's states that don't even have any insanity defense. It doesn't matter how diagnosed you are or what your history is. It's just we don't recognize that that's a thing. Here's where things stand as of today. There's no trial date. The judge and the recusal motion from December is still pending. The mental illness hearing hasn't been scheduled. Prosecutors want their own independent evaluation of Stein's and have been pushing for one since last September. The federal civil lawsuit connected to allegations of SA misconduct in the sheriff's office, a case that the defense attorneys have pointed to as a source of excessive and extreme stress leading up to the shooting, is set for trial March 3rd, where Stein's is expected to testify about his office's failures. And Kentucky, for what it's worth, hasn't excluded anyone since 2008 or executed anyone since 2008. The governor has declined to set execution dates, citing constitutional concerns with the state's lethal injection protocol. So even if mental illness, if that fails, the practical reality is that a death sentence in Kentucky right now is largely symbolic. Could that change? Yeah, it certainly could. Which raises a question nobody in the defense camp wants to be asked out loud. If the death penalty is functionally dormant in Kentucky, what's the motion about? It might not be able, might not be about the needle at all. It might be about framing the narrative, about planting the idea of mental illness deep enough into this case that when the jury eventually sits down, the word psychosis is already in the air, because when your client is on video shooting a judge and the insanity defense is the only road left, you don't just argue at trial, you build toward it motion by motion, filing by filing, hearing by hearing. And that might be smart lawyering, but smart lawyering and the truth aren't always the same thing. But in a case like this, when you have this type of documented history, you do. It may not be lifelong, but you have a lot of people that were not enemies of the judge or the sheriff that can say the same thing. Something was wrong in the days leading up to this. And that's powerful. If they can get a diagnosis, then I think death goes off the table. Because, yeah, it could change. It could change at any time. And that's why you're going to fight this. What's your thoughts? Should death be off the table in a case like this? He did take someone's life. But there were truly clear signs that something was wrong leading up. And the levers for anyone to pull to truly stop him just don't exist. We've talked about that many times, especially like in the Nick Reiner case. See something, say something. If that person says nothing's wrong, there's nothing you can do, which is pretty much exactly what happened here. Give me your thoughts on YouTube or on our Substack. The links are in the description of this video or audio piece if you're listening to the podcast platform, or if you're not, take us with you wherever you go. Apple Podcasts, you can find us, Spotify, iHeart, you name it, we're there. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski, press subscribe, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts if you're finding our reporting valuable and you like it. We do greatly appreciate that. I greatly appreciate that. So if you got a moment to leave that review on Apple Podcasts, thank you in advance. All right. Until next time. We will talk in the comments. We'll continue our conversation there. I'm Tony Brewski. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.